takes.
And you kind of
appreciate it.
Specific.
Heartbreaking fashion.
You stay up. 3 inches.
Raise 10-0. You can.
Listening to the Imaginary Radio Show.
Take the Dogwood Hollow Trail and a short unnamed trail to within 15 feet of the cache. You'll be hunting for a non-traditional cache container hidden in a traditional way.
Oh, no decodable clue. Wait, say that. That's funny. No decodable clue.
Hang on. Rough.
Say it.
There's no decodable clue.
All right,
I can mumble, but I can say that.
The Weedland kept stealing my original containers, so I moved the cache a little further outside the meadow. If you find one of these original cache containers, possibly near the Weedland, please feel free to grab it and rehide it. The containers are ready to go with a pencil, log, and swag. Just mention in your log that you snagged one of the Weedland's caches. In this way, the beneficial, if mischievous Weedlands can expand their habitats. So we take the Dogwood Hollow Trail and a short unnamed trail.
All right, here's a map. Oh.
Waits at the door.
get a man one day, so we'll rob that girl, we'll be set for life. We could go Tuesday morning, dad's at work, he's a big blue knife. Well, when next Tuesday came, the dad laid up and sick in bed. Jimmy and the man walked in, that girl, she knew that one was dead.
Here, so we're right there. We're there, so the Dogwood Hollow Trail's gotta be down there.
A little bit down that way, yeah.
Yeah, it's like right there.
Where's the pointer?
We're heading towards it.
Oh, all right. I thought you said we were right on top of it.
I said practically. Woohoo! Found it.
Just to keep the radio listeners up to date, Brian is about 50 feet ahead of everybody. He's so excited to find this cache. At least you should make stuff up. Like, cross the river.
Swim. All right.
Oh, wait, it doesn't say that, Brian. Come back through the river.
Listen, take the Dogwood Trail, on a short, unnamed trail to within 15 feet. Well, if that's the Dogwood one, I'm going to say that's the short, unnamed one, maybe. You'll be hunting for a non-traditional cache container hidden in a traditional way. All right, I'm going to go back to the map now.
Oh, you know what, guys? If it's a non-traditional cache container, it's probably like a log.
But it's hidden in a traditional way. So, no, it could be like a jar.
Wait, are we definitely on the right path?
Maybe it's up. Maybe it's like up in a tree.
And that's why, like, squirrels move it or something.
Not yet, dude.
I don't know why that's just standing there. I thought that was a marker.
Is that bothering you, Brian?
Are you getting closer on the map?
Look at this. He just passed me by. I got ahead of him and he passed me by. He's determined to be the one to find this cache.
No, I need to find it.
How am I going
to
find it?
Did you find every one so far?
No.
Technically?
You should find the last one.
Well, I pointed one out, but I didn't actually find it. He had to run in front of me,
Brian. I know. You got to hold him back.
I'm not going to find this one. Go.
No, we're just...
Yes, he's got a thing for this.
I found it.
Poop!
No, I'm kidding.
Oh,
sorry.
Sherry found poop.
That's it.
That was dog poop.
Well, it is a non-traditional.
Yes, it is.
Right, dig through it. I found corn.
Ew.
This is not a short trail. This is longer than the dog
poop. Well,
not only this, but we don't seem to be moving on my phone.
That's weird.
It's 8 miles away.
I was wondering if we definitely did the right thing from the beginning.
Yeah, I think we did.
Okay, because I thought we had to follow Dogwood all the way through.
No.
Ah!
What?
Oh.
Alicia got frightened by a leaf.
Well, it wasn't just a leaf.
She's
I'm not looking
at her phone and walking at the same time. That's very dangerous.
Yep. We're out of the trail. No, but see, this is the trail name. Now, we got to go back to Dogwood and find a short, unnamed trail. This is a long named trail.
Alicia, did you notice that Sherry put a "woo" at the end of her word?
Yes, I did, just like your sister too.
Yes.
Sister does?
It's a family thing.
Uh-oh.
We say, like, no.
No!
Okay. No, but worse than that. Okay. No! Only you're calling somebody Noah.
No.
Yeah.
I think Brian's getting frustrated. I wanted to find this cache. Arr! I got my shovel and my Geiger counter.
Me neither.
My metal.
Holly Grove Trail. This ain't it.
It's not Dogwood?
No. Go back to Dogwood. Are we getting closer on the thing?
I think we got
no.
Dogwood.
Go back to Dogwood.
Soon.
And yeah,
I think we got to follow Dogwood through a way.
Is this your guys' tricky way to make me exercise? The whole point of this?
Now Brian's committed. We're finding this stupid cache.
Of course.
Our poor listeners.
What did it say about 15 feet?
Is this the Dogwood Trail?
This is the Dogwood Trail, but there's no short on name trail.
What about, like, in there?
No.
It's not really a trail.
All right, Brian, we're going to take the recorder and we're going to go spelunking down there. You ladies stay here.
Spelunking?
Where are we spelunking?
We're going to go down here and see if there's a... because we're faster. Come on.
But we need the thing, the arrow.
I'm coming.
All right, Leisha, come.
So you guys all got seekers on. We have
the... Yeah, I'm staying.
All right. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Todd, and you're listening to the Imaginary Radio Show.
Why is this one so hard, Bri?
I don't know.
I would imagine that GPS, we should just follow the red dot.
For one thing, this gives an actual address.
Bobby. Cindy.
I wanted to find the cage.
No, so do I.
You're looking in, like, in tree barks and stuff like that. Watch, it's just going to be, like, in a picnic basket with a big bright sign.
The big neon sign. This way. You getting close to the red spot?
I think they're gonna, I think Chris is going to send Sherry and try to locate us.
Yeah, I knew we should have brought flares.
It's only been an hour. We're in Tatum Park and we're lost. Remember, they had other ones that they got lost, so if we find one of them, that'll be good. I think we'll end up at, like, Rita's snow cone shop. It's going to be a guy holding it. Oh, you found it. I've been waiting for 6 days, 14 hours, 13 minutes, and 27 seconds.
See, we're going this way right now. It's over there.
Let's go back to the Dogwood.
All right, we gotta stay leftish, though.
All right, we'll go back to Dogwood, went leftish. So, we'll go back to Dogwood. Maybe there's another little path.
There's a guy shooting, he's blowing darts at us, bro.
And,
poison frog. It's gonna be like 30 feet up in a tree. Well, one thing I'm glad is that we didn't bring Sherry and Chrissy down this. Save somebody from this treacherous hike in the woods. I don't think I can make it. They're hunting us.
Brian, what are you doing?
You're ruining my thing. It's been 6 days and four nights.
6 days and four nights?
Math is not my strong subject. It's now August. We started in May. I almost tripped. Wait.
Let's go back to Dogwood. Come on.
Like, if we think it's in the center there, if we curve to the left, it'll be on our left. As the sun sets on the second year of our journey, I find it more difficult each day. There's nothing to eat but berries. And although they're good, you need a little bit more than just berries. Like popsicles. The snow's coming in from the north. I must hunker down for the winter. I found the unknown path. 4 years ago, we've started searching for this. We might actually find the cache. My bones grow old. My body is restless. I feel the life leaving me. It's been 50 years since our journey. I feel as though my journey has come to an end. But I keep moving. I keep moving. And as I breathe my last breath, my only wish is to find the hidden cache at Tatum Park. I am 96 years old. I have my walking stick. Brian Mowry is carrying me on his back. I feel like this is my last chance. It's the Brian O. Show. Will Brian O. find the secret stash at Tatum Park? We will see. As three quarters of the WAG are bringing us through this long, treacherous journey that's lasted over 80 years. Are we closing in?
Yeah.
Oh, we're closing in.
Where did we leave the proceeds, sure?
I have no idea. They're gonna have to fend for themselves at this time. That looks freaky. Well, we're getting our exercise, that's all I can say. Now I forgot what year I'm in. Hold on. It's the spring, and I think we've come to a dead end. Oh no, alas, we have not. All my years spent in England, my accent is coming back. I might be a little bit Scottish by now.
We enjoy doing a radio.
After spending 60 years in Scotland, I find that my accent has stayed with me. On this long, treacherous journey, I'm doing the best that I can, Captain.
How's it going on tracking there?
I don't know, it seems to be getting a bit
further. Come on.
The rains have come down for 30 days straight in this forest.
Yeah, we're getting ready to go off of my screen again.
Why
not worry?
Oh, this is those, these are those plants.
We're not on the screen anymore.
It's been rumored that these plants swallow bodies in the hole.
Brian.
What?
A little weird.
I'm just doing a documentary.
Swinging back around, back on screen. Uh-oh, a named cat.
What can I do?
15 feet from the entrance? Like, how far should I go? Should I go down this far? How far should we go? Oh, you know, Bri, there's a path up here, too. Well, she's got the... I thought the coordinates were supposed to bring you right there. She's coming back.
Let's call it.
Are you smelling defeat, Bri?
Yeah.
Bri, do you feel like Geraldo?
Yeah, but it's probably not me or something.
We'll try again another day.
No.
Yeah.
You know.
I think this is the last day.
What are you talking about?
I don't think we're going to come back to this one.
Why not?
Because it's, like, hard.
Yeah, I want to find this. There it is.
Where?
What'd you find, Bri?
An empty bottle, just like Al Capone.
Just like Al Capone, Brian
what
found an empty bottle.
Paper.
No.
It looks like a carving, but it's not.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, it is.
No way.
You got it.
Wait, hold on. I gotta see this.
Dude, that's not even what I was looking at.
Oh, man. You gotta take a picture of that, Alicia.
Bring it up, though. I don't want to go crawling through there. Scooch.
Bri. On my 101st best day, Brian, now I found... Holy moly, you gotta see this thing. Holy moly.
I'm glad I saw this square. Because it looks like a log, and then you see something like this cut weird.
Well, here, wait, look. It's a thing.
To get Brian in the picture here. Kind of looks like Brian.
Which one's the drummer?
That is awesome.
All right. I can't believe you found it.
You found it, intentionally or not. It's part of a worldwide blah blah blah.
No, thank you.
Pokemon cards. I guess we'll take the coin.
Take the coin.
Take the coin. There's another. They love the milk.
Milk tops.
Classic milk tops. And this is a yo-yo, a square yo-yo. Crayons, money.
Did we bring CDs to them or not?
We did.
We did, and
it's
page one of a 1981.
Don't close it up yet. The pad's got to go in. People are going to be like, they took a gold coin. Yeah, it has, like, Hamburglar on it.
Took nothing, left pirate coin. This is a blast. Peace out, peeps. Yeah. This container is stunning. I agree. It's very cool. Best I've seen.
You know, if they left this container, maybe they would leave a digital recorder.
Took shell, left airplane, took travel bug, left good luck coin.
What was the first item?
Man, it's been around for a while.
Geocache site, the Weedland of Tatum Park logbook hidden 8-3-2008. Chrissy's birthday.
All right. We get it. Did we gotta go back to them there?
Yeah.
We left Sherry and Alicia at the river.
I'm here.
I mean, Sherry and Chrissy at the river.
If they had the car keys, I would worry.
I know.
They probably sent for help. At this point, you should call them and let them know that we're...
Now, Brian, how are you going to put it? Are you going to stick it to
the...
You're
going to put it the exact same way it was, so people can see it.
But that wasn't easy.
Yeah, but I think it's... Well, is it easier standing up?
It's because its eyes look at you.
Does Chrissy have her phone?
Can you see that?
No, if you put it where your feet are, you can. Put it to the left. Right there, yeah.
Yeah, now, but now it's too easy. You'll see the face.
That's all right.
Trust me, we're helping people. Ain't going after that.
Look at it. So you can see that.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, no, that's fine. That's good. Okay. It probably got tipped over. That's probably how it was.
Wow. Lisa, do you want to take a picture of it in its location or no?
No.
All right.
Okay.
Oh.
I did find it, finally.
I can't believe it.
Douche.
What?
I'm such a douche.
Why?
Because I wanted somebody else to find it.
Right, I was ready to give up.
Well, this way, I think.
No.
Really? Yeah, I was ready to give up too.
Well, you did give up. Fortunately, I found it before my death.
So you certainly moved it in before the meadow.
What, Fred?
Yeah, I guess those coordinates kind of put you where. Which kind of, you know what, that's part of the fun. You can't have it just walk, you know, there's no reason to have clues. Here, go here and take
that. Yeah,
it.
I know, but there wasn't not much clues to that one.
Go to ShopRite, it's an aisle 12 on the left.
The one I put down is going to have clues.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So you mean they're going to find your box and then they have to go, like, 20 parsecs to the left and...
Maybe.
Do a rubbing on the tree.
I'm going to make it really... I got to put a nice, like a riddle in it.
A riddle.
I'll wrap it in an enigma.
Wow, bro, that was amazing. Aren't you glad we did this one, though?
Yeah, this was a good one.
Not easy. But we made it easier for the next. Which is good, because our CDs are in there. That's too bad that it was... We couldn't have had the others with us. But they would not have liked this journey in flip-flops. In flip-flops?
Yeah, she's a trooper. I feel bad for Sherry because she would have gotten the most kick out of this one.
Well, we'll show her the picture.
Oh, that's great.
You'd be like, oh, you didn't go to France, but here's a picture of France.
Yeah, we went treasure hunting. Here's a picture of the gold coin I found.
Because people like that sort of thing. Are we going the right way, Bri?
Yeah.
How do you know? Did you leave, like, Skittles?
It's the dog.
I paid no attention to that.
Well, that's how he knows.
You mean, are you looking at the actual trees?
No.
What are you looking at?
The trail. It goes one way. You walk down one way, you walk the other way.
Yeah, how do you know we're not going the wrong way?
I know.
You know now?
I know now.
Oh, hiking with the wag.
Ken Flowers would have enjoyed this.
Ken Flowers would have. Do you want to call Chuck? We forgot to call Chuck. You know what? He might have been okay with not treasure hunting with the wag. I think we're going the wrong way. I don't think we're ever going to make it out of this forest alive.
Two more years. Your Vietnam talk.
It's 1862 in the wilderness of the wilderness. I can't seem to find my way. We're trusting Brian Mallory. Brian Warren Mallory with the map. He has no map. I think he's lost it.
What is it?
You'll hear it on the radio station.
The radio station?
Brian has stopped paying attention to me. He finds my humor not funny. As the winter snow sits in, I see a clearing ahead. I see a sign that says P for parking lot.
No, for
P. Or for peeing. Oh, we've made it. Lovely, we've made it. They've sent the cavalry in to find us.
Cavalry?
No, they've sent the whole cavalry
in. They sent the guys with the horse.
Victory! Victory! And so concludes.
Oh, we're done? Okay, we're done. Thanks for listening to the Imagine Radio Show.
And so concludes the WAGS geocaching
expedition. Bro. Oh my gosh. All right. We'll see you next time on Imagine Radio Show. Thank you.
Bye bye.
Thanks for listening to the Imaginary Radio Show. To hear our music and to download more Imaginary Radio Show episodes, please visit www.thewagband.com.